Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
I did not pick that.
You didn't?
No.
I'm over here dancing.
I picked Nancy Sinatra, These Boots Are Made for Walking, and that is what started playing. Thank you so much, BT, for picking your own song.
It knew. Oh, wait. Okay. Hold on.
You have our page open.
Wait. I think I do. Hold on. Hold on. Dude, you know what? I don't understand. I muted it before the show because I didn't want this to happen. And then all of a sudden,
it mutes
itself. It started playing.
Yeah, it does it. It unmutes. That's lovely Twitch.
It unmutes itself, apparently. You know what? That is not cool, dude. Not cool at all. So we're all good now. Cool. That was fun. That happens like every show. And every show I try to fix it because I know what's going on. And every show it messes up. Man, you know what? Screw you. All right. Angry moment's over. Gotta save the anger for later. It is July 30th, 2013, and it is Tuesday, so that means it is time for Pixinista. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas, the biggest bitches in geek / virtual fashion, and we love it. Yeah, we actually have a very special guest. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let me introduce us. I'm Snow White, the effervescent. Always wonderful and sweet and innocent and just wonderful and I'm so great. And then I'm modest too. And then we also have Corey / Gaminatrix up in the hizzle. Hello.
Also known as Itchy because my eyes are itching. Flipping allergies?
Why are your eyes itching?
I don't know. I don't know why. I'm very excited. I want to see what's going on. I got my purse, y'all.
I know. You know, I actually saw a picture of your purse and the dress, and I got to say one word for you. Damn. Okay.
I did not put the dress up on Facebook.
Word.
The purse is up on my Facebook, but the dress is not.
I'm special. I saw the dress, too.
Yes, you did. No one else gets to see the dress. Only staff here has seen the dress. Only the
special.
Ural said,
all right,
says, look at you. That's what he said. Well, look at you.
Well, look at you. That's when you go, well, look at you. You think of you all that. Let me tell you something. She is all that. Just so you know.
What have you been drinking?
I'm just saying. I'm not drinking anything. I'm totally sober. Unless you count my green tea. It's raspberry green tea. Maybe that's the thing.
Me too. Okay, I'm sorry.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
I love you. I love me some raspberry green tea. Good shit. All right. So we do have a guest today, and she is very, very sweet. And very, very talented, very smart at what she does. She actually, would you get off my cord before I hurt you?
You need Sorry, to, by the way, you're not showing, a Second Life, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, you know what? I totally forgot that's what I should be doing. Okay. Wait a minute. Wait.
So they can see our lovely guest.
I don't know how to.
Just click it there. I'll
okay.
Thank you.
Switched. All right. Let me close the chat.
There we go.
I'm showing my personal business up in here. All right. There we go. There is our Second Life. I guess it means I can't talk dirty to anybody during the show, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's
Crap.
Exactly what it means.
Anyway. So that's us. You can see this is Snow White. This is Corey. And this is our very special guest, Haven. Hi, Haven. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Can
you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Yeah,
I'm like, she circled you on the screen. She's like circling you with her,
I'm like,
with her mouth.
There's Haven right there.
She's pushing the hair out of my eyes.
Wait a minute. We have to give her some applause.
No.
Wait. No.
Yes,
we are all professional up in here.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're too kind. Oh, they weren't clapping for me.
You're too kind.
No autographs, please. No autographs.
No autographs, please.
Why am I trying to click your window there, Snow White? I'm trying to click your window to close there. Where you have the window open?
I'm like,
I need to close that. That's all in the way. The one there on the left, I was like, I need to close that.
Isn't that good?
You know, it takes a minute for us to catch up. We're a couple seconds behind.
I know.
All right. So, No, we don't need to call a number. I was about to give it out anyway. Okay, no calls, people.
Nope.
You blog
today,
talk, people. Yeah, don't call. We're not doing calls tonight. Okay, so ran across.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
I just realized
there are people listening on Blog Talk who don't know they can find us on Twitch and actually see what we're talking about. So let me give out the URL. Actually, you want to do that? Because I can't remember the URL.
Actually, they need to be looking on our Twitter because I just tweeted it. Tweet.
You can find it on Twitter. You can also find it on our homepage, GameInAtrix.com. And, yes, it's spelled exactly how it sounds, GameInAtrix.
You can also find it on Google+. We are everywhere.
Yes. Facebook, we're there, too.
Everywhere.
Or you can actually go to Twitch and what is the URL? Now I can't
forward
find
/ GameInAtrix _GGR.
There you go. Just Twitch. Twitch.com, is that right?
Nope,
Twitch.com.
Nope. You know what, you be quiet, I just gave it out. Twitch.tv / GameInAtrix _GGR, just search us out. Ignore Snow White, she's been drinking. The tea, I don't know what's in the tea, okay? I don't know what's in it. It needs to be your last glass during the show, last glass.
Dude, I drink a whole freaking 2 quarts of this a day. I go through some tea.
Okay, why do you two look all relaxed there and I look like I'm angry, like my boyfriend's late for his date?
That's you're always like. Angry.
That's what I look like. He better be here in 5 minutes. You see how my foot is tapping? Yeah, that's what I look like. He better be here
in 5 minutes.
You do look angry. Anyway. Let's jump in because we can't hold Miss Haven all night because she is from, as you see behind her, a new sim opening called Ditko University. Yes, named after her.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran across Haven on another sim and teaching Blender classes, which you've heard us talk about here quite often. We've all here been trying to learn Blender and get into mesh because, especially for this show, because it's all about mostly digital clothes and fashion and geek fashion and. So one of the things that always irritates us is we see badly made things, which is what prompted me to end up going to where I met Haven. And she is, now Haven, don't take this as an insult, the second best teacher I know. You are sitting next to the best teacher I know. Snow White's also a teacher in the real world. So you are the second best teacher I know. I actually, when I got done with her first class, ladies and gentlemen, I actually knew how to do my little basic key functions and things. I was like, oh, look, I made stuff. I know how to get to the center. Oh, my God. I've been trying to do this for like 5 years. I know stuff. So tell us.
That's good.
Tell us, how did you end up learning Blender? Because it is like super complicated to those of us who just kind of.
Well, you know, I took a Blender class here in Second Life. And by the end of the class, it was like everybody knew everything, and I knew nothing, and I couldn't figure any of it out. So I tried to take the class a second time, and I still couldn't figure it out. But then I saw the stuff that was being made in Mesh, so I went out on the internet, and I did all the research I can, all the reading I could, watched as many videos as I could, and practiced forever, and I asked tons of questions. I don't know, I just pretty much taught myself the way that you know, worked for me to teach, you know, to learn it. So that's kind of what I try to do now. I teach it out the way that it took me to grab a hold of the concept and how to do it all. That's all.
And she makes it very easy to understand. Snow is also saying that she wants to probably jump in there, too. Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot, Snow. She's like,
hey, appreciate that.
We'll see her tomorrow at our starting classes.
Bye. Noon SLT.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
So you sound all sweet, but you're kind of pushy. I don't know, man.
That's what makes you. That's what makes you scared. It's those ones that sound sweet that you need to watch. They work,
right? It's always the quiet ones. Always.
It was a very, very warm invite.
a serrated edged warm invite.
Right. Right. It was very warm, as in I'm gonna hit you with this branding iron if you don't do what I say.
The one I'm gonna make
that's
first.
What it was.
Look, she's gonna make it first, and then
we're gonna teach you how to mesh
make
it first.
It.
And texture it.
So what is okay? So now you open the new sim. What prompted you to go ahead and do this? Cause, you know, I know I was being pushy because I'm just pushy, but Because all in her IMs the next day going, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? And I didn't think she was actually going to do it, but she did. And I hope this doesn't sound condescending. I'm so, like, proud and in awe. I love strong women who go and do stuff like this. But I have no idea if it was me or you just decided you were going to jump in and do it. So what actually prompted you to go ahead and start Ditko University?
Because we needed it, you guys. I mean, out of the students that we had, everybody wanting to learn this stuff, you know, and I really like teaching. And so if I couldn't find myself or see myself going to another school and teaching because I have like this, I guess like a philosophy about teaching. I want to do it all at the student's pace. I don't want to do it by the time on a clock. I don't want to do it by note cards. I don't want to have a certain thing that we have to accomplish each class. So for me, to teach in series, and those series go on as long as the students of that class need it to go on. We go at their pace in every class that's going to be taught here. You know, hopefully one day I'll have more instructors come in and teach here with me, and that's probably going to be the foundation. You know, we all need to learn at our own pace, so hopefully. We'll see.
I can tell you, as a real-life educator, because I have dealt with many, many kids. I think in 1 year I had 175 kids to teach. I can tell you that each one of those learned at a different pace in a different way. So the fact that you are working at the student's pace and not working at a time frame or what we have to get done with like chapter one by this date, that's awesome. That's what's really going to help people learn and not make them feel pressured and not make them feel like they're not going to be able to make it. So that's really what needs to be done. So kudos. That's awesome.
Well, the other thing that I'm trying to do is, you know, I don't do note cards for most of my classes. When the students come in, part of the thing that they have to do is that they have to participate. So they have to do it along with me and follow along and pay attention. And if they need notes at the end, you know, then there's nothing wrong with expecting them to take those notes themselves.
Amen.
And always, you know.
Agreed.
I took mine myself. They're right here on my desk. And numpad 5. There we go.
And less IMs afterwards, you know. Less people are confused after class if they paid attention during class. So I think that, you know, when they know how they're doing it and they have the confidence and they explore more all on their own, they start coming to me with things they learned.
I think the coolest thing about this is a lot of people, especially people in Second Life, and we'll have a couple of them that will come along after this, is that you can use Blender not just in Second Life. After I took your class, I went looking around, and I found there's a whole group there on Facebook, and they do all kinds of stuff. So you have learned a very valuable skill that you can use outside of Second Life, if you get good enough, can probably get yourself a little job somewhere at a game company. They're looking for people that know how to do 3D modeling all the time.
Well, not only game companies, movie companies, commercials, advertisement.
Yeah.
You know, those M&M commercials, Pixar movies.
Yes.
Those are all done in 3D modeling, texturing, animation, you know, all of that. That's all what we're doing here in
Second Life's gone, Snow.
Yeah, I know. Someone asked me a question, and I have to answer it without you guys seeing who this person is. So,
you know what?
It'll be back in just a second. I swear I'm not doing anything. This has to do with the show. I promise. I'm behaving. There was no dirty talk. If there was dirty talk, I would be very quiet for a very long time. Trust me. Okay.
I will cut you. I will cut you deep. Okay, I've lost my Windows now. Now, Haven, I already know the answer to this, but just for anybody that's listening, do they have to pay to take these classes at all?
Mm-mm. Everything's free. Everything is free. You just come. You bring your Blender. Once in a while, we have things like Primstar or Avistar that you have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the classes go, no. I couldn't think of charging for that. We're all here to have fun.
Okay, well, let me ask a quick question, though. Since the class is free, it begs the question, how do you go about financing the sim? Like, do you take donations from people if they want to give them?
If people want to donate, then I am not going to turn that down. But, yeah, I finance it. That's all.
But we encourage you to donate.
Yes.
Did I say that right? Let me say that again. We encourage you to donate.
Thank you. But the school's not
going
anywhere.
And by encourage, we mean demand. By encourage, we mean demand. Because I can tell you, paying for SIM is not cheap. And she is giving valuable information. Like Corey said, this is information that you could actually utilize, maybe even in your real life, to help you get a job or at least get a better job. So seriously, if you're going to be taking her classes, consider donating. It doesn't matter how large or small the donation is. I'm sure that it would be appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Or her your time, I'm sure she'd appreciate. Maybe you could make some notes or something. You can say, I can take some notes. I can do some basic notes. I'll hand them out after class, you know, and that'll help you get stronger in your knowledge, I'm sure. Could not hurt. Don't charge for the notes, people, okay? Some of you.
You know what? This is all about doing it for, you know, teaching everybody. It's not about the money. It really isn't.
No, we're not saying this about the money at all. What we're saying is we understand that it's difficult to keep something like this going. What is that noise?
I do not know what's going on. Is there an airplane landing in your house?
Yeah, let me mute that for a second.
Oh, I thought it was on Snow's. And I was like, Snow, why is there an airplane landing in your house?
No, it's not me. That's why I was confused. I was like, my house is silent. There's nothing in here but me and my cat. And my cat, for once, is not bothering me.
Uh-huh. No,
so,
I didn't know what it was. A very busy airport.
Okay,
I gotcha. All right. No, well, what I was saying was, we're not saying that you're doing it for the money. The donations are purely to help you run this, because it does get expensive to run a SIM. So that's why we're saying that we encourage donations of money or time. As Corey said, if you want to ask Haven, be like, hey, look, I took your class. I really appreciated it. What can I do to help you out? I'm sure that Haven would appreciate that as well.
Yes. Thank you.
Very, very much so. Not building anything, because if you're like me, I build horrible stuff. I'm not good. I'm not good yet. I'm not.
Well, you know, you're getting there.
There.
Pretty soon everybody will wear
some
mesh clothes.
Really good stuff.
I will say, wait a minute.
So far, though.
I understand something since she taught me. I'm one of those people, when she showed me we showed us how to do the little vertices in Blender, then I connected the dots with the, remember I was trying to do Marvelous Designer? Now I was able to connect the dots between the two. Now I understand. It made perfect sense. So that's how good a teacher she is, because I had spent like 2 weeks trying to figure out, where do these two things connect? How do they work together?
Well, you do know now that Marvelous Designer does work with Blender as well.
I heard.
I heard. We'll have to get that into the schedule Monday.
I'll be there when it happens. I'll be right there when it happens.
Yeah, always, too. If anybody has, like, suggestions for things they want to see taught here, you know, this is all about everybody else. So if you find something that you want to learn, you know, don't be afraid to, or teach, definitely, if anybody wants to join us.
Trying to remember, there was a little, I don't want to call him a little boy. He's not a little boy anymore. He's 17, 18 years old, that was really good at texturing and 3D modeling. Might be an asset to you if I can manage to catch him. He's just in China. But, hey, Ditko University is open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Right?
Definitely.
Just make sure that he is of age to be in Second Life, seriously.
Yeah, he was 17 last year, so he should be right at about 18. He should be old enough to be on her sim. All right, so we're not going to hold Miss Haven, because tomorrow is what? What's tomorrow, Miss Haven?
Tomorrow is our first class. 12 o'clock SLT time. The Blender series begins for beginners. We're going to take you right from opening it up for the very first time and walking you through how to actually use it and make things with it.
All that
mystery out.
Nice.
And she's a very good teacher. I'm not
nice.
You know,
nice.
Just telling y'all, just so you know, she's a very good teacher.
Well, Corey, I will tell you, anybody who has heard our show at any time knows that you don't give compliments unless someone deserves it.
Yes, I will not. I will talk horribly about them. I will speak horribly of them before I say anything nice. Sorry.
Yes.
That's how she rolls. Now, Haven, you're welcome to sit in and listen. I know you have work to do. And those of you who don't know about Second Life, you can be sitting here and then be somewhere else at the same time, which is what I do often. I'm usually on the other side of the sim that I have my store on, watching people play in the park and building up a bed at the same time. Yeah, figure that one out. So I will be there in class tomorrow. Those of you, I've got a few people on Twitter that are saying they're going to be checking you out.
I actually got someone who's saying that they want to be there as well. So what time was it again? What time was the class tomorrow?
12 o'clock, SLT time in the noon, in the afternoon.
Now, SLT is a specific,
Second Lifetime. Yeah.
Well,
specific.
So that's West Coast time.
Yeah.
It's three hours behind East Coast. I think it's West Coast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So wait a minute. It's what 9:20
here. Specific.
So 2 hours for us if you're in Central. So 2 hours different.
Mhm. Yeah, that's where I'm at, Central.
So make sure you're here.
And join the group if you want. That's where we get all the information too. So.
Now
just
for those
look
of
for,
you,
the Ditko University group.
Now for those of you who are not in Second Life, like our friend James, who is like he wants to check it out, you can sign up for Second Life for free, F-R-E-E, free.
Mhm.
And get yourself an account. Get in there. Forget about messing around with your avatar. Just get through the orientation island and then wait for noon tomorrow. And look
yes.
for Ditko University and just pop over on newbie-ish and just sit down with your blender open. People are going to be
like...
We
have plenty of seats for everyone.
That's right. You know what? Let me do a quick pan of this auditorium so
that.
You guys can see. I read your mind. I know. This is the auditorium. We've got plenty of seats, as you can see. And, of course, you can stand. Oh, she's got a little person up in here already. That's Horizon. Hello, dude. What's up? Got plenty of seats for everybody, even standing room if you want. So feel free to show up. It's at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. No, wait.
Mountain,
that was wrong.
Mountain.
Is that right?
Yep.
Mountain. Yes. And then 12 p.m. West Coast Pacific Time. So you'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be recorded for them to watch later?
No recording.
She's a smart woman.
You have to get down here and play with us. Bring your blenders, and then we'll take care of the rest.
Somebody's going to come with an actual blender. Watch and see.
Somebody wants to come visit, so hold on. Let me switch over again so you guys don't have to see what I'm doing. Give me a second.
Oh, little Snow Whites and their evil apples.
Uh-huh.
I know. My little evil apple is showing up in just a minute.
And it's your turn to do your whole rant on Pinterest, so you tell your apple if I have to wait to get bitten.
Oh, no, he's waiting. He's actually coming here, so you know I'm not doing anything wrong if he's standing right here. Okay, so what I want to talk about next, this bothers me. I was on Pinterest looking for pictures to show, because, you know, we like to highlight not only virtual fashion, but real-life geek fashion as well, because that's what we're really into. We're into the virtual geek fashion, the real-life geek fashion, and kind of integrating them and showing you how you can take one and port it to the other, you know, or vice versa, whatever you want. So what we're doing is as I was rolling down Pinterest, okay, oh, you know what, by the way, I never showed her page. This is the Ditko University. Am I showing this? Yes.
I don't know. Oh,
this is the Ditko University. They're also on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and mention it now as I was flipping through my tabs. This is their Ditko University Facebook. You can actually go here, find information about it. I'm sure you can find out when classes are. They've got all this information, as you can see. And I'm motioning to my monitor like you can see what I'm doing. I'm such a dork. Anyway. I'm all like doing the Vanna White thing, and this is where we have this. And yes, so this is their Facebook page. I'm getting beeped at.
No, that's Haven. She's laughing
at
you.
Okay.
She's pointing and laughing.
Okay. Don't be laughing at me. Come on now.
Right. I am not.
That's okay. You can point and laugh. I'm funny. It's okay. But as I was going down, let me see if I can figure out where this is. I came upon a very disturbing, trend. And the disturbing trend that I saw was something along this line. And I'm going to give it a minute to catch up before I start ranting. Let me know when you see the picture, Corey.
I see it.
This is, okay. As I was going down, now let me tell you what I searched for so you understand why I'm a little irritated. I searched for geek fashion. Okay? My question is really, when did geek fashion become slut fashion? All right? Now, don't get me wrong. I have nothing against a girl who wants to wear this kind of stuff. Because, honey, if I had a body like that, I'd be rocking that. Be like, what's up, boy? How you doing?
I had a girl like that back
in
the day.
That's not geek fashion. Right? I mean, I totally would. I absolutely would. But don't call this geek fashion. This is not geek fashion. This is stripper wear. Okay, all she needs is some clear heels with goldfish in them.
Oh, my God, did you say goldfish? No, no, ma'am. Ah, stop.
Yes, I did. I said goldfish.
Oh my God.
Seriously, there is nothing wrong with what she's wearing. If you want to wear this, if you want to look, you know, if you like this, if you got the goods, you got the goodies, you want to show it off, put your thing down. But don't call it geek fashion. Because this shit right here, this is not geek fashion. This is slut fashion. All right?
It's
don't be tainted
really
the name
fashion.
Of geek.
It is schoolgirl fantasy is what it is.
It's stripper fashion. Okay, well, let me move on
to this.
Excuse
me, I wish you would stop saying that because I have a skirt like that, okay?
It's stripper fashion.
Of course,
moving
I strip
on.
When I wear it. Actually, that skirt met an untimely demise. I won't tell y'all any more than that. The person that gave it to me knows why.
I actually have a skirt like that, too. Like I said, I don't see anything wrong with wearing it. I don't. But there's a time and place for everything. And this is not geek fashion, y'all. This is not geek fashion. And then I came across this. And while the view is nice, don't get me wrong, the view is nice when it pops up. Very nice view. But, again, not geek fashion.
We're still waiting for it to catch up to. Okay, you know what? I think.
What about screams geek?
It doesn't. Somebody's just tagging some things wrong on Pinterest, and that happens. Some people, they don't know what to call it. That's not really geek, y'all. I'm sorry. It doesn't.
So that looks like on a golf course. Seriously.
You say what?
It looks like they're on a golf course.
They're on a golf course, and it's fine for a golf course. Honestly, it's what I wear at a golf course. But point being is, it's not geeky.
No, it's not.
It's not geeky at all. It's just a cute little tennis/golf course skirt, and you're showing a little way too much cheek in the back. And again, if that's your thing,
yes,
that's fine. But don't label it as geek. It's just not.
It's
could
not
have,
geek.
It could at least be
not.
Supergirl or something. Do something else. You know.
Yeah. You know. I mean, and if a skirt this short, that's totally fine. But put something geeky in here. This is not geeky, people. You know, and I'm not sure if the one on the left is wearing panties or not. She could bend over a little more and let me know. But, you know. The one on the right, obviously, is wearing panties. The one on the left, I'm not sure. She could just let me know. Show me. It'd be nice.
And underwear questionable in this particular instance. Oh, my God.
Yes. Very questionable. Very questionable. Okay, but I did find some very good examples. I did find some very good examples of geek fashion, so if you don't mind, I'm going to roll through just a couple more pictures. Is that good?
Yes, work it out, work it out.
All right. This one, of course, you know, I'm, again, a Star Wars fanatic. It is free to play, for those of you that don't know. That means that you can start an account for free. You don't get all of the bells and whistles.
Keep in mind we're about 30 to 40. Keep in mind we're 30 to 40 seconds behind you, so we don't see.
Oh, yeah. Forgetting that.
Oh, my God, is that a stormtrooper? Oh, my God, that's a strong.
No, that is Boba Fett. Don't make
whatever.
Me hurt you.
Whatever.
I will hurt
I want
you.
Whatever.
Okay. This is Boba Fett. And, again, Star Wars, the Old Republic, is free to play. That means you can start an account for free. You can play for free. The storyline is awesome. So, of course, when I saw this, I had to show it. It's a hoodie. For those of you that can't see, why are you not watching, first of all? It's a hoodie that when you zip it all the way up, it makes you look like Boba Fett. And I adored it. I had to show it. I thought that was, like, the epitome of geek. And if you have it unzipped, I don't think anybody would really know what it is. I don't think they would really be able to tell until you zipped it all the way up. And they'll be like, oh, that is so cool. And that would just be awesome.
Okay.
I'd wear this.
Listen, while you're doing that, we know we have to throw in a fashion don't. So I want you to put that up on screen. And I'm sorry for the eye bleeding that's about to occur.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Hold on. All right, let me change that.
Because, some of you need to not.
What? Wait. It's slowly but surely loading. What?
Oh, that's. We're hating. Oh, you see it, don't you?
It's slowly low. What? Okay. What? How is this? Oh, no. I've seen the whole thing. I've got the whole thing. I think
tell you what I said when I saw this. What the hell are you doing, girl? Whoever made this? Who made this?
Okay, now let me tell you what this looks like to me. This will let
a
me
hot
tell
mess.
You exactly. The top chart, well, besides hot mess, but let me tell you how I think this person made it. The top part looks like it was part of a separate dress. Okay? And what she did is she took the skirt off of the dress, she attached what looks like a Smurf tablecloth to the bottom. And then she put some sort of white ribbon string thing around the top. I don't know if she's trying to emphasize the waist or the boobs or something, but what
the hell? Okay, here's where it gets worse.
And then her mannequin
is selling it.
Pinky.
And she's selling it.
Oh, Lord.
On Etsy for $47. And she did this on purpose because it says vintage Madras plaid cotton Smurf dress. What is wrong with you?
I have no idea. None.
Okay,
we're going to move on to a fashion day because that's hurting my eyes.
I'm not ready to let this one go yet.
All right, it's hurting me. It's hurting me.
Okay, the point being is how could this have been fixed? In case she's listening, because I plan to go over to her Etsy page and tell her that we did not like your dress. Nobody's buying it. And if they are, we're going to hack them down in the street when we see them. I'm not going to hack them. I'm going to throw mud on them. But the point being is nobody's going to be seen in this dress. It's horrible. All white.
Well, the top colors don't match the bottom part.
It's not just the
all.
Colors. It doesn't go together, period. Girl, the whole dress should have been white.
Done.
Blue ribbon would have been pretty if you were going to do that. And you can maybe put a small border just around the very bottom edge of Smurf. Just very small. You can barely see them there. You have to get close and go, oh, look at Smurf. This is too big.
Yes. It seriously looked like she took a Smurf tablecloth and just showed it to the top of a dress that she took a skirt off of. I mean, that's what it looks like to me.
And now I'm done. We can move on. That tablecloth. I'm done.
Well, it totally looks like that to me. And I know that might be harsh, but
no, you know, this
all right,
is
I wanted,
it wasn't harsh enough, but
That's true. Alright, I wanted to highlight, we don't show our curvaceous women enough love, so I wanted to actually show this. It is a plus size model, and I'll wait for it to load. This is showing geek fashion for a plus size model, and she looks gorgeous in it. She looks absolutely gorgeous in it. So I wanted to highlight this as well.
Oh.
I mean, the color scheme is beautiful.
Very nice.
Right down to the little accessories she's got, the little necklace around her neck. She's got a cute little cardigan on there, a button-down little dress, and some little slip-on shoes. She looks like the epitome of a geek. Or
but
what you would consider the stereotype of a geek, but she looks fashionable.
She's Martha
she
Stewart
cute.
Meets geek.
Yes, absolutely. The only thing I wish is if she had done something with her hair. Because if she had done something with her hair, that whole picture, it would have been perfect.
She should have done a little ponytail.
Kind of,
that ponytail would have been adorable.
Yes. Or at least like an off, like not a centered ponytail, but kind of a messy off-centered ponytail, you know what I mean?
Or over the
I think
shoulder.
That would have been perfect. Yes. That would have been perfect. Okay, so I've got a few more. We're going to run through really quickly. There's nothing really that that big. A few accessories I found that just made me laugh. If you're a Scrabble fan, the next one's going to be great. You'll know it when you see it, when it pops up.
I think you accidentally showed
it's
that
kind of
a
way
ago.
To... I did. It kind of a way to recycle your Scrabble pieces if you wanted to. Very cute idea.
Damn, I don't even know
this
what my Scrabble is.
You could totally do this if you could find it. It's very easy to find the parts for this in a craft store and to just use your little Scrabble pieces. And this is two acronyms. I don't know where that came from. Two acronyms that are used very often in text speech and in gaming and other stuff. OMG and WTF. Of course, you guys know what those mean. So those are earrings for you. Again, a great idea how you could recycle some geeky stuff you have around the house.
James wants to know that someone gets double or triple word score. That was geeky. That was geeky. Very nice.
That was awesome. I actually got triple words for a lot because I have a very large vocabulary. I don't sound like I do, but I do have a very large vocabulary.
Nobody would play me.
All right, next one. Next one is actually kind of an ode to me because since I am going back to school to be a medical lab tech, I'm going to be dealing with bacteria and viruses. So the next thing is kind of – it's very geeky. This was looks like a an invitation to a fashion gala by this particular designer. And in order to do it, I'll try to explain what it is whenever it pops up. Just let me know when it pops
up.
Isn't that cute? Now, for those of you that don't know much about science, what this is, it's a petri dish. And a petri dish is – it's a petri dish. And what the petri dish is used for is to grow colonies of bacteria or fungi, and sometimes viruses if they're able to do that,
You know you're amongst your people. We all know what petri dishes are, every single one of us, unfortunately.
Not everyone. Not everyone knows the petri dishes.
James just said it in the chat room.
I'm just saying. Okay, well, for those of you that may not know, that's a petri dish, and it's used to grow colonies of bacteria, virus, fungi, whatever. Anyway, so this was an invitation to a fashion gala by this designer, and I thought it was unique. I would keep this invitation forever. I'd be like, oh, this is just awesome. Seriously.
Is that gold? Is that real gold?
I think it might be gold-plated, yes.
Those are the little gold bacteria. Mm-hmm.
And I think I have something for you. You ready?
Is it from me? Is it the one I gave you, or is it for me?
No. This is for you.
Okay.
Well, actually, this is not the one for you. This is not the one for you. This one, everybody knows that when you walk in shoes, you leave footprints, right? How would you like to leave?
Is that algebra? I know. Wait a minute. See, you gave it to me. I started trying to do the problem. Oh, God. I looked
for
at
those of you who want to leave really geeky footprints. This is what you could do. They make shoes, and for the treads on the bottom, for the footprints, they actually have equations. It looks like linear algebra equations on the bottom.
X to the third.
Oh, geez, here we go.
X.
I forgot about her fascination with math. Y'all, sorry.
X to the first plus Y to the third. So X to the, so it's equal on both sides. Mm-hmm.
Okay, of course.
What? You cannot put a math problem in front of me and say, don't do anything with it. Look at that. It's actually right.
All right, we're going to move on. I've got three more, and I'm done. Just three more. All right, you ready?
Okay.
I found this one. Very cute. Even kids can get involved in cosplay. All right. You'll know when it pops up. It is adorable. Old-time cartoon character done right by a little girl. She is absolutely cute.
Wait a minute. Who is that? Who is she?
Honey, that is Jim.
Jim. Jim V. Jim?
Like old. Yes. Look, she's even got the attitude. You go, girl. That's all I can say. She's got a little cosplay going on, pink hair, the pink makeup around her eyes. She's got a microphone.
Who
awesome.
Dressed her up that way? Because you know she didn't do it.
I don't know, but she's obviously having a great time. That is not a fake smile.
Oh.
I love it. All right, two more real quick. This one is an ode to all the geeks who have laptops. Well, guess what? Your lap can become part of your laptop. You'll see in a minute. This one's actually this one would be a little weird for me because sitting in public doing this might be a little strange. Just wait.
Wait a minute.
Come on. Wait a minute.
What? I see it. What is he? No. We don't want to do that. We don't want to sit like that. That's not going to be cute.
The keyboard is a part of your pants. So you could have, like, a computer in front of you and a wireless keyboard on your pants. So basically you're playing with yourself while you're playing with yourself. See?
I'm going to say no to that, I'm going to say no to that. I can't. That's asking for trouble as a girl. As a guy, it's going to be bad enough. But as a girl, just trouble.
Yes. Can you imagine? That would draw so much attention to your crotch, and there's already so much attention to people's crotches already. We don't need more.
Okay, can you put up my link? I'm trying to get off of crotches.
Yes. Actually, I have one more. Can we do one more?
Yes.
One more. I had to do this one because it was adorable, and you mentioned her just a little while earlier, and while you're doing that, I'm going to copy the link. This one is a mother-daughter kind of cosplay thing going on.
Oh,
how adorable.
Rainbow Bright. Yeah, James recognized it. James said Rainbow Bright before I could even say it.
This is Rainbow Bright and her little pet, the little doodad. Starbright. I forgot what it's
Starbright?
Called. But how
was it Star?
I think it was Starbright. Rainbow Bright and Starbright. How adorable is this? Seriously. I would so do cosplay with a baby if I ever had a baby.
I wanted to do it with baby next week, so I will not lie to you. But we could not get the only cosplay I did was the witch, and she was my kitten. That was about it. Which they don't take very well. So that baby's handling that very well because Baby Natrix tried to cut me. She was like, "I can't talk yet. You're gonna take these damn ears off me. That's what you're gonna do." So yeah, they don't.
She should have been your flying monkey. Awesome.
Well, I was gonna make her a cherry pie, and I was gonna be something else, a bear or something like that, but that didn't work out. So we didn't do
all
that.
All right, time for yours. You ready?
Go ahead, throw mine up because I'm very excited about it. And I got another one that's going to be all for you, too, after this.
Oh, no, that is awesome. I'm going to wait to look it up.
Galaga first. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. That is amazing.
That is what you call geek fashion right there, ladies and gentlemen. You can get some boots in the winter, nice brown boots, or even green. Yes, you're like, green. Yes, this color green. You can rock this with this purse, and you just have on black from head to toe, or you can do brown, or you could do black and brown. That would be kind of overkill. I would do black, but this is like the perfect geek purse. I've seen very, very few. I love this. And throw up the next one there because we got just a few minutes left.
Coming up. Let me switch over here. All right. You know what? Stop that. Stop it. There we go.
What?
It's coming up.
I didn't tell you what this one was. Cause
oh, my God. I'm obsessed.
I knew you would. Super Mario kitten shelf. Is that not adorable?
Oh, I want that. Oh, my God. My cat would love that.
You know what? I would get that for Kit Natrix, but I would have to kill her. Yeah. She'd have to die. I'm sorry. You can get this at CraziestGadgets.com, by the way, if you like the kitty shelf. They have a ton of little geeky ones like this, ironically, for us geeks. Those of you who are flower geeks, they got one that's shaped like flower beds, but this one is just absolutely adorable. I think I see one shaped like an iPhone. Just tons of stuff, but this one was the cutest one to me. I might consider getting it for her, but I'd have to kill her. Be in those pockets.
Why?
Because see, your kitten face is young. I mean, your kitten face is older, so she's calmer. Kitten Matrix is crazy. She like does backflips off of the top of the refrigerator and stuff. It's like, what are you? And you're coming in trying to get juice, and you're sleeping, and she dive bombs your head. I'm like, stop. Oh, see, this is why I don't do cats. Dogs stay on the floor. Oh,
no,
God.
My cat has never been like that. My cat has always been very chill. I think she's a little touched in the head, I'm pretty sure. I think she thinks she's a dog. Because when I come home from work, she's at the door waiting for me. She follows me around the house. She never hisses, never growls, never bites, always cuddling. And what am I being beefed with? What's going on? Oh, gosh. Okay, where'd it go? There it is. All right,
because it's time for us to go. It's time for us to go. Bye-bye.
Oh, all right.
Bright and early in the morning to do the news. So we'll see you guys then. We want to thank Haven. Hey, Haven. I just want to call her Heaven, which is the same. Haven for stopping by. Make sure
her voice is so cute. It could be angelic.
It could be.
You know what I mean?
But if you were interested in learning Blender, remember, sign yourself up for Second Life. She's a very good teacher. Yeah, that's right. I rocked out the music. All right, and we'll see you guys bright and early for the news. Again, sign up. Second Life, over to Nicole University. Great to learn. Take a struggle. All right, everybody. Break out your mic. Get up.
That was it?
That
play
was
it again. Play it again, Sam.
Play it again? Here you go.